Answers Magazine, Volume 9.2, Page 11, Perspective. Going to the Dogs. Scientists are comparing the DNA of dogs to determine where they originally came from. The main candidates for the cradle of canine civilization are the Middle East, East Asia, and Europe. Scientists have mapped the genomes of several dog breeds and wolves, and now they are comparing them to see which set seems closest to the original wolf-like ancestor. Yet so many variables are involved that they cannot agree. Dogs aren't like wolves. Wolves won't fetch the paper or snuggle in your lap. Some of these differences can be traced to genes that influence the brain. Last spring, a Chinese-led team reported that the genetics of dog brains first appeared in China, and those genes are still evident in so-called Chinese native dogs. A more recent study came to a different conclusion. It examined DNA from fossil dogs and wolves found in Europe, Russia, and the Americas, and compared them to living wolves, dogs, and coyotes. The researchers concluded that modern dogs are related to ancient dogs and wolves from Europe, rather than from the Middle East or China. They speculate that wolves followed Ice Age hunters across the grasslands of southern Europe to eat the carcasses left behind, and were eventually domesticated. Creationists are interested in these questions as well. Did the people at Babel already have domesticated dogs? Or did humans later enlist dogs' help in coping with the rigors of the Ice Age? Or did both happen, as some families left Babel with domesticated dogs, while others domesticated wild dogs during their migrations? As for the origin of the dog kind, the Bible makes it clear that, ultimately, all dogs descended from a single set of parents on Noah's Ark. As these first wolf-like animals filled the earth in obedience to God's command, groups of them migrated in different directions. This split up the gene pool, resulting in a number of populations with different combinations of genes, all from the original pair. The various gene combinations produced features that enabled the dog kind, which includes wolves, coyotes, and modern dogs, to thrive in different environments. The various gene combinations produced features that enabled the dog kind, which includes wolves, coyotes, and modern dogs, to thrive in different environments. As humans selectively bred dogs, even more varieties appeared. This ongoing research may tell us much about human history, as we have interacted with dogs during our spread over the earth. Properly interpreted, it will confirm that each kind of land animal, as well as humans, descended from the first passengers on the ark.
Shipwreck. Don't let the movie trailers fool you. Appearances to the contrary, Noah's cleverly edited promos do not reflect the film's wholesale departure from the Genesis account of the Ark. Early previews tell of a deranged Noah, a witch doctor like Methuselah, and bizarre extra-biblical elements, such as rock-like creatures, apparently fallen angels, who help Noah build the Ark. Despite negative feedback from several Christians who viewed a rough cut, director Darren Aronofsky remained adamant about not altering it. Unsuspecting moviegoers may be plopping down several bucks to watch a film because trailers suggest it is faithful to Genesis. But beyond the bizarre additions, the reviews reveal a rough cut that contradicts several key historical truths taught in Genesis chapters 6 through 9. The details are posted at www.answersingenesis.org/shipwreck. In the Hollywood Hopper. Hollywood is increasingly looking to the Bible for inspiration to churn out money-making films. A film on Pontius Pilate, with reports indicating it will star Brad Pitt. Resurrection, depicting the period after Jesus' death. Exodus, a drama about Moses, with Christian Bale in the role. A second Moses-based movie, Gods and Kings. Mary, Mother of Christ, called a prequel to The Passion of the Christ. The Redemption of Cain, after he killed his brother Abel, starring Will Smith. Son of God, a film based on the hit TV miniseries The Bible, scheduled to be in theaters as we go to press.
Ironing out the problems. Several years ago, scientists made a startling discovery that seemed to undermine the claim that dinosaurs lived over 65 million years ago. Soft tissue and pliable blood vessels in a T-Rex femur or leg bone. The news put secularists in scramble mode. Prior to that discovery, scientists had believed the proteins making up soft tissue could not last even 1 million years. Because of their prior commitment to the belief that the dinosaur fossils must be millions of years old, they turned their attention to alternative explanations for the persistence of these biomolecules. Researchers are banking on iron's unique properties to save their belief in deep time. They propose that iron, which is plentiful in blood's hemoglobin, served as a preservative in the T-Rex's soft tissue. The iron may have helped bind the molecular structures and kept them from degrading. A similar process happens when fresh tissues are preserved in a version of formaldehyde known as formalin. Yet this type of preservation is only temporary. A recent experiment with ostrich tissues showed that the iron in hemoglobin can keep tissue fresh for 2 years in the laboratory, but it remains a stretch to believe that iron could preserve such tissues for millions of years. Meanwhile, researchers have found a fossil mosquito engorged with blood and dated it to 46 million years old. As with the T-Rex soft tissue, rather than questioning the assigned ancient ages requiring the miraculous preservation of blood, researchers claim that this mosquito fossil provides more evidence that organic molecules can survive for millions of years. Instead of scrambling to demonstrate how blood and tissue might have been preserved for millions of years, creationists embrace the obvious conclusion. Consistent with biblical truth and many empirical studies on the lifespan of biomolecules, that these fossils are just a few thousand years old.
Crash landing for Archaeopteryx? It's an evolutionary icon, a supposed transitional form between two different kinds of animals. But the certainty about Archaeopteryx is now clouded by debate. Was it a bird or a feathered dinosaur? Was it the first bird to evolve, or a much later development? A meeting last year of the Society of Vertebrate Paleontology presented another conundrum. Was Archaeopteryx a flightless descendant of earlier creatures that had already evolved the ability to fly? This new question arises from analyses of Archaeopteryx's skeleton that appear to show its wings could not flap adequately, and the creature was actually a glider. Furthermore, Archaeopteryx had features seen in flightless birds today. Some evolutionists no longer believe Archaeopteryx is the oldest bird, so they're searching for a way to explain how it lost its flying ability. But why assume that flight had to precede flightlessness, or that gliding is a required intermediate step? Must penguins or kiwis have had ancestors that could fly? The problem is that evolution assumes feathered creatures are all somehow related, not separate kinds created by God. The Lord created many bird kinds on day 5 of creation week, with various anatomical features suited for different functions and stunning beauty. Flightlessness is not necessarily a sign of degeneration. Some birds were apparently designed to glide from the beginning.
Cross-eyed. The legal battle over the cross at Ground Zero in New York City continues. The controversy started when the 9/11 Memorial Museum included a famous cross consisting of two intersecting steel beams found in the rubble after the Twin Towers collapsed on September 11, 2001. American atheists originally sued, claiming in part that viewing of a public cross can cause headaches, indigestion, and mental pain. Now the American Center for Law and Justice has filed an amicus brief encouraging the Federal Appeals Court to uphold a lower court decision to dismiss the atheists' suit. The brief accurately states that past U.S. Supreme Court decisions have acknowledged that history does not establish a religion. Furthermore, offended observers cannot be permitted to rewrite history or constitutional precedent.